You must die. I alone am best.
Say hello to my little friend!
I swear to God, one of these days I just kick this piece of shit out the window.
You're listening to the 15 Minutes of Blame with your hosts, Angry Eddie and Violent Betty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of the 15 Minutes of Blame. I am your host, Angry Eddie.
And I'm your other host, Violent Betty. To start out the first half of the show, we will be discussing everyone's favorite president, George W., and how the hell he managed to come in office not just once, but twice. I'm sure the rest of you are just as stumped as we are. Because, after all, we know none of you good smart people out there voted for him.
And coming up later in the show, we have a segment about what in Hollywood is particularly pissing us off right now. Listen in for some good tunes, and best of all, some good hate. But first, a quick commercial break.
This week at Fairsley Foods, Circle O's cereal is only $3.49 a box. And at Fairsley, you can shop comfortably, knowing your children will not be abducted, then shipped off to a Pakistani whorehouse, where they'll spend the rest of their lives in homoerotic servitude. Come in with your kids, leave with your kids. That's the Fairsley difference.
And we're back.
According to the presidential poll of 2004, 51% of America voted for George W. But that's okay, America. We forgive you. According to a recent poll, George's approval rating is now 32%, which gives me hope that some of you are wising up. To the others out there, I'm sure there are plenty out there right now thinking, what the hell is wrong with her? Blah, blah, blah. Here's what you should do. Go find the closest sharp object you can, and quickly but forcibly jab it into your own eye.
Okay, but all eye gouging aside, how hard can it be to approve of someone while they're on vacation? I mean, the majority of the time that he has been in office, Bush has been dicking around in Texas. What is he doing wrong? Is he not herding the cattle correctly? I wish I could get a job, have fewer than half of the people who hired me approve of how I'm working, and not get fired. So here's what I say. Let's put his ass up for quarterly performance reviews. You know, make him live life like the rest of us.
So, if 51% of all registered voters voted him in, and only 32% of those registered voters approve of the job he's doing, then wouldn't it seem that 19% of America admits that they kind of fucked up? Being the president should be a job. And, as our tax dollars pay his wages, wouldn't that mean that we are his boss? How is it that we can pay his wages, but not have the power to fire him? Seeing as 68% of us feel he is unfit to command. I mean, goddamn. 68% of America agrees he's fucking up. Hell, only 60% of Americans worry about the flu, and that makes you throw up. 50% of Americans eat at McDonald's. More Americans eat at McDonald's than think the president knows what he's doing.
The 15 Minutes of Blame will be right back after this brief musical interruption.
My name, my name, my image is just the injustice.
And that was Devil Driver with I Could Care Less. In entertainment news, Silent Hill closed at the box office last weekend with $20.2 million. Which brings me to my latest rantic. According to InternetMovieDatabase.com, the film scored a 6.9 out of 10 possible stars review, with over 8,500 votes. Yet professional pigfucker Roger Ebert decided the movie only deserved 1.5 out of 4 stars. The only flaw that he cited in his review was that he is too goddamn stupid to understand the plot of the movie. Hey, Ebert, just because you are a short-sighted fucking moron, who, by the way, needs even the most simple plot spelled out for him, that doesn't mean the movie was bad. Some of us can understand things like abstract ideas or twists in a story. So I offer you a solution. I will attend a private viewing of Silent Hill with you, and we'll let the projectionist know that every time something changes, he needs to pause the movie so that I can explain what is happening in that movie. Since you cannot take the initiative and, I don't know, possibly research something that you're reviewing.
Where does this guy get off? He's paid stupid amounts of money to review movies for a living. You would think he'd at least make an effort. And who the hell appointed him this position? He's paid to have a self-righteous, condescending personality. That's it. Ebert, honey, you aren't special. Your mother may have convinced you this from a young age, but the only pedestal you are on has been self-appointed. And even though you have lost weight, you'll always have a fat head. But enough about self-appointed, fat-headed morons. Here's some more music. We'll be right back. And that was Cradle of Filth with From the Cradle to Enslaved. Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode of 15 Minutes of Blame. Be sure to tune in next week. As always, our podcasts are available at www.myspace.com/15MOB.
Feel free to email us at 15minsob@gmail.com. That's 15minsob@gmail.com. This has been Angry Eddie.
And Violent Betty, signing off.
And finally, your wacky Bible verse of the week. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and a fear. Serve him sincerely as you would serve Christ. Ephesians 6:5.
You must die. I alone am best.
Say hello to my little friend!
I swear to God, one of these days I just kick this piece of shit out the window.
That was 15 Minutes of Blame. Thanks for joining us. It is very exciting. I am finding myself very aroused. Oh baby, oh baby.